Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, May 24th, 2025.
Elon Musk's Grok AI expansion raises privacy concerns. Elon Musk's Dogecoin team is expanding its AI chatbot, Grok, within the U.S. federal government to improve data analysis. This move raises serious privacy issues, as it may violate laws protecting sensitive information about millions of Americans. Reports suggest Musk's team is using a customized version of Grok for data analysis without official approval from the Department of Homeland Security, or DHS. Musk, who launched xAI in 2023, can serve as a special government employee for up to 130 days. Starting in May 2025, he plans to limit his involvement with the Dogecoin team to just 1 or 2 days a week, which could extend his influence over Grok's role in federal operations. Experts warn that using Grok for sensitive data could lead to leaks and misuse, raising ethical questions about Musk's dual role in government and business. As this situation develops, it's crucial to consider the implications for privacy rights and government transparency.
NVIDIA's earnings report and economic impact. NVIDIA Corporation, a leading name in semiconductors and artificial intelligence, is set to unveil its earnings report on May 23, 2025, capturing Wall Street's attention. With U.S. federal deficits rising and Treasury yields climbing, the national debt has soared to an eye-popping $36 trillion, sparking concerns about economic stability. Analysts expect NVIDIA's first quarter earnings to jump by around 45%, with revenue projected at $43.2 billion, fueled by strong demand for AI chips. However, tensions between the U.S. and China are crucial, especially after the government imposed restrictions on NVIDIA's H20 AI chip exports to China, resulting in a significant $5.5 billion charge for the company. This trade friction has contributed to market instability, particularly following Donald Trump's tariff announcements in April 2025. As investors await NVIDIA's report, the implications of rising Treasury yields and their potential effects on the broader market are under close scrutiny. The S&P 500 index has already seen a slight decline this year and is down about 5% from its record high in February. NVIDIA's upcoming report will not only reflect its performance, but also serve as a key indicator of the health of the technology sector and the overall economy.
Japan's rice crisis, a growing concern. Japan is grappling with a serious rice crisis, as prices for this essential food have nearly doubled in just a year due to rising inflation and supply shortages. Recent government data shows that rice prices skyrocketed by 98.4% year-on-year in April 2025, following a 92.5% jump in March. By May 2025, the cost of 5 kilograms of popular kashihikuri rice hit 5,000 yen, around $34.50, while other varieties reached 4,200 yen, about $29. This crisis is fueled by panic buying, driven by fears of a potential mega earthquake, and increased demand as consumers turn to rice due to wheat shortages from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. An unusually hot summer in 2023 also led to poor harvests for farmers. Despite emergency measures, including tapping into government rice reserves, prices remain unstable. New Agricultural Minister Shinjiro Koizumi aims to lower the price to around 3,000 yen or $20.70 for a 5-kilogram bag. This crisis not only poses economic challenges but also political implications for Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and his ruling Liberal Democratic Party, as rice is a beloved staple in Japan. Ishiba's cabinet approval rating has dropped to 27.4%, reflecting public frustration with rising living costs.
International crackdown on malware network. A bold operation by authorities from the European Union, United States, and Canada has targeted a global malware network, dubbed Operation Endgame. This sweeping initiative dismantled over 300 servers worldwide and led to international arrest warrants for 20 suspected cybercriminals. Eurojust, the European Union's criminal justice agency, confirmed these developments. Following a significant crackdown last year on botnets, networks of infected computers. This recent operation seized 3.5 million euros, or about $3.7 million in cryptocurrency, adding to a total of 21.2 million euros confiscated since the operation began. The malware involved allows hackers to access victim systems undetected and install harmful software like ransomware. The collaboration among law enforcement agencies from various countries underscores a strong international commitment to fighting cybercrime. As the operation continues, more updates will be shared on a dedicated website, including plans to add 18 suspects to the EU's most wanted list. Stay tuned for the latest on this critical battle against cyber threats.
Foxconn's bid for UTAC Holdings. Foxconn, a leading electronics producer from Taiwan, is looking to acquire UTAC Holdings, a semiconductor chip maker in Singapore, for $3 billion. This potential deal highlights the fierce competition in the semiconductor industry, especially amid rising tensions between the United States and China. UTAC, owned by Wise Road Capital from Beijing, specializes in assembling and testing chips used in various devices, from smartphones to medical equipment. As the U.S. tightens restrictions on China's access to advanced technology, Foxconn is expanding its operations to remain competitive. With production facilities in Singapore, Thailand, China, and Indonesia, UTAC has a global sales network. Although UTAC keeps its financial details private, estimates suggest its annual earnings are around $300 million. With non-binding bids due by the end of May 2025, this acquisition could significantly impact the future of technology. What could this mean for consumers and the tech industry? Stay tuned.
NVIDIA faces challenges at Computex 2025. NVIDIA Corporation, a leader in artificial intelligence, is encountering significant obstacles in a rapidly evolving market. At the Computex trade fair in Taipei, Taiwan, CEO Jensen Huang showcased the company's latest advancements while addressing concerns about reduced AI spending from major players like Microsoft and Google. Despite being the world's most valuable chip company, NVIDIA is grappling with U.S. trade restrictions that are impacting its market share in China, necessitating compliant chip designs. Huang introduced NVLink Fusion, a new technology that allows companies to integrate custom chips into NVIDIA's AI systems, aiming to attract businesses to develop hardware that utilizes NVIDIA's technology. The company also launched a new line of servers tailored for the enterprise market, which Huang described as versatile solutions for various applications. However, analysts are skeptical about the sustainability of large-scale investments, noting that not every country can commit billions to data centers. Collaborations with key Taiwanese firms, like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, are vital for NVIDIA's success as it works to strengthen its ecosystem and supply chain.
EUV lithography restrictions on China. David Sachs, the White House advisor on artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency, strongly advocated for keeping limits on the sale of advanced chip-making technology to China. He described these limits as vital for the microchip industry, first established during the Trump administration. This technology is essential for creating intricate chip designs that are smaller than a virus. The U.S. government's ongoing limits are part of a broader strategy to curb China's abilities in the semiconductor field amid rising tensions over technology and trade. As China invests heavily in its microchip industry to reduce reliance on foreign technology, these limits could disrupt global supply chains. This situation forces companies to adapt to new rules and seek alternative suppliers. Ultimately, the U.S. continues to enforce these restrictions, highlighting their importance for national security and the competitive tech landscape. What does this mean for the technology we use every day?
Judge blocks Trump administration's policy on Harvard's foreign students. U.S. District Judge Allison Burroughs has stepped in to block a controversial policy from the Trump administration that aimed to strip Harvard University of its ability to enroll foreign students. This move was seen as a backlash against Harvard for not aligning with the administration's political agenda. Harvard argued that the policy violated the U.S. Constitution and federal laws, putting at risk its international student population of nearly 6,800, which represents 27% of total enrollment. The ruling provides a much-needed lifeline to thousands of international students who face the threat of being forced to transfer to other schools. The Trump administration has accused elite universities of having a left-wing bias and has previously sought to cut nearly $3 billion in federal grants to Harvard. Recently, it even proposed ending Harvard's tax-exempt status and increasing taxes on its endowment. Leo Gurdon, a Swedish student graduating with a degree in economics and government, called the ruling a positive first step, but acknowledged that international students are gearing up for a lengthy legal battle. With hearings set for May 27th and May 29th, this case highlights the ongoing conflict between educational institutions and government policies regarding immigration and academic freedom.
Trump's executive orders to energize nuclear power. President Donald Trump has signed 4 executive orders to ignite a new era of nuclear energy in the United States. This shift comes as we face a projected 25% increase in electricity demand by 2030 and a staggering 78% rise by 2050, largely driven by the needs of artificial intelligence. The orders aim to simplify nuclear energy research at the Department of Energy, allow the construction of reactors on federal land, and speed up the licensing process at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which must now decide on new reactor licenses within 18 months. Key leaders from the nuclear sector, including Joseph Dominguez of Constellation Energy and Jacob DeWitt of Oklo, joined Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum at the signing. Burgum highlighted that these orders seek to reverse decades of excessive regulation in the nuclear industry. Trump described nuclear energy as a hot and brilliant industry, emphasizing its potential for safe and reliable energy. While this move is seen as crucial for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and transitioning away from fossil fuels, concerns about safety and waste management remain significant as the U.S. moves forward.
U.S. trade policies and global relations. U.S. trade policies are shaking up global relations, challenging the framework established after World War II that aimed to foster cooperation and trade. The United States, a key player in the World Trade Organization, has introduced one-sided tariffs that disrupt the trading system, impacting both allies and competitors. This raises concerns about fairness, especially with tariffs aimed at China. Additionally, the U.S. has pulled out of important agreements like the World Health Organization and the Paris Agreement, weakening global health and climate efforts. In response, developing nations in the global South are calling for a fairer world order, pushing back against double standards and advocating for inclusiveness through groups like BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. As uncertainty looms over global trade, there's a growing need for the U.S. to collaborate with these nations to create a more equitable economic landscape.
UNHCR reports on Rohingya refugees crisis. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, has revealed a heartbreaking situation for Rohingya refugees. Increasingly dire conditions in Myanmar and Bangladesh are forcing them to embark on dangerous boat trips in search of safety. Recently, 2 boats sank, resulting in an estimated 427 deaths, with only 87 survivors rescued. This tragedy marks one of the deadliest incidents at sea for Rohingya refugees this year. The Rohingya, a persecuted Muslim minority in Myanmar, continue to face severe violence and displacement, with many seeking refuge in Bangladesh, particularly in Cox's Bazar. The crisis has worsened due to significant cuts in aid, leaving many without essential support. The UNHCR has requested $383.1 million for humanitarian assistance in 2025, but only 30% of this has been funded. Hai Kyung-jun, the director of UNHCR's Regional Bureau for Asia and the Pacific, emphasized that the ongoing crisis is devastating lives, forcing many to risk dangerous journeys for safety and dignity. As the rainy season approaches, the risks of these boat trips are expected to rise, highlighting the urgent need for international attention and action. What can we do to help those in need?
Restructuring the National Security Council. On May 23, 2025, President Donald Trump announced a major overhaul of the National Security Council, or NSC, in Washington, D.C. The plan aims to reduce the NSC's workforce from over 300 members during the Biden administration to about 50. Notices were sent to staff involved in key international conflicts, including those in Ukraine and Kashmir. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has stepped in as the new National Security Advisor, taking over for Mike Waltz. This restructuring shifts the NSC's focus from making policies to executing the president's agenda, giving more power to the State Department and the Defense Department. Many conservatives are worried about the NSC's size and how well it works, arguing that its roles overlap with other agencies. The NSC has struggled to attract top talent, leaving several important positions unfilled. This change could significantly impact how the U.S. engages with global issues.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.